Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The show begins tonight with Cosmology. Bob Zimmerman and I have a conversation about James Webb Space Telescope and how repeatedly it finds examples of galaxies that, according to the prevailing cosmology, are way too early to be as sophisticated, as developed, as complicated as they are. Bob brought up a 280 million year old galaxy. That means the universe, the cosmos, what we think of as everything, was 280 million years from the Big Bang. Not supposed to be there. Maybe the fundamental stars. The galaxies at that creation aren't due for a billion years after the Big Bang. What is irregular is that there are more and more instances like this where the cosmologists can't explain it, not with their theory. There, last week or 2 weeks ago, Livingston and I talked to a young cosmologist who was working on a project called Little Red Dots. They've been on the cover of Nature magazine. There's certainly a fascination in cosmology. Didn't know they existed before they found them at the James Webb. They thought there might be some kind of distortion on the plate. There are lots of them all over the sky, very early. What are they? Black holes is one theory. And the explanation we had was that it's a giant sun, as big as the orbit of Neptune, Uranus, maybe Pluto. A very early sun that would burn out quickly and then render it pieces, gas, into the next iteration. But theory didn't have them there, didn't have them at all. That's the fascination, not the to-ing and fro-ing of food-fighting partisan remarks. No. What we have here is a genuine tool to the past, the James Webb Space Telescope, infrared only. Strange. We began with a conversation about the Pacific Watch with Jeff Bliss. Snowpack is falling away, but at 61%, it's more than adequate to fill the reservoirs in California. No drought. We also talked about Las Vegas and the 75 years since the first atomic test, 1951, at the Proving Grounds. I have a photograph of it from Las Vegas' skyline. You can see the wispy clouds, wispy mushroom cloud breaking up in the clear blue sky. Many more tests would follow. 75 years of tests. Atmospheric tests, then underground tests, then theories in their computers. A computer that has been compromised by the PRC, by the way. I had that from Jack Burnham a couple weeks ago. The very supercomputers that we use to test nuclear weapons, to update our arsenal, rather than actually explode a weapon, you do it theoretically. They have been compromised by the Chinese espionage. A detail. Lorenzo Fiore came on from Milan to introduce the preparations for the Winter Olympics. Mostly they need snow. Lots of it. It was a blue sky in Milan. The mayor of Milan hasn't been in the news because he's objecting to having ICE personnel present in his city, thinking some kind of violence is going to follow ICE. Who knows? Politics. Then a conversation with Richard Epstein, one about the Lisa Cook firing and the independent boards, and should they stand? As Richard says, they've always been there. The Constitution doesn't explain them, makes the chief executive capable of doing anything, but it says, well, maybe not the independent boards. The Federal Reserve Board is an independent board. Hence the controversy over firing Lisa Cook. We also discussed about Minnesota, its governance versus the federal government, Mr. Trump and his apparatus at the White House. I brought up the Whiskey Rebellion because eventually that was settled in western Pennsylvania by Eisenhower taking the head of the federal military that was going to confront the Whiskey Rebellion and refusing to pay taxes. There's a federal-state dispute. The conversation with Jim McTague was all quiet in Lexington, in Lancaster County, waiting for the spring. Jim figures that the revival will start about Valentine's Day, a couple more weeks. Right now, they're batting down for cold, as I am here in the edge of the border between Dutchess County and Fairfield County and Litchfield County. I have a tri-county border right outside my farm. And then a conversation, however too brief, with Cleo Pascal, who's on assignment in YAP, Federated States of Micronesia. She said 8 hours flying time to the west of Honolulu. And Wulliai, one of the atolls of the Yap Islands, where the Chinese are building an airfield, rebuilding a Japanese Imperial Army airfield from the war, in order to soft power, PRC looking to move in on the Yap governance at Kelowna, the capital, on the big Yap Island where Cleo was. She visited Wulliai, and now she's back in Yap. A lot of blue water, not much land, atolls. Wulliai, I'm told, has the shape of a broken number 8, two atolls growing together. Anyway, the Chinese are leading in favor creating. The Americans right now are nowhere on the dedication of the airfield or the dedication of the beginning of the work on the airfield. At some point, they're going to dedicate the airfield. It was a lovely conversation. The second hour of the Patrick Scanlon's book on the Irish famine, especially Black 47, the winter of 46-47. So many died. Horror. And it wasn't just we put it off with all the potatoes. They couldn't protect themselves. Well, no, they were forced to eating potatoes. That was their substance. They were kept poor. Weren't allowed to own land. They were all renters. The English actually believed that they were only as bright as the beasts in the field. They treated them as if they were domesticated animals, the Irish. And then when they came to the workhouses or the soup kitchens, you had to demonstrate that you weren't loafing. And the Irish were accused of loafing. Always. This is English prejudice to cover up their cruelty and the starvation. Anyway, it's a book by Patrick Scanlon. I've read versions of it before. This was particularly horrible. A woman who had just given birth, crawling out of her croft, grabbing the hem of the observer, asking for him to save her baby that she's clutching. Horror. Just horror. Queen Victoria saw that item that I just mentioned in brief, wrote a letter saying, do something, and the charity came in, but it built soup kitchens. What was a soup kitchen? 100 people at a time, given a bowl and a crust of bread, had 6 minutes to eat and then get out. What was a workhouse? You only went into a workhouse because you couldn't find work or food anywhere else, and the conditions were horrible. They kept them that way on purpose. They didn't want you to hang around. Rot is the name of the book. I recommend it. Henry Sikorsky commenting on the 75th year since the first test in 51 at the Proving Grounds in Nevada. I have a lot of photographs of people sitting there with sunglasses on staring at the blast. Jeff showed a color photograph of two cameramen taking a motion picture of a blast in the distance. They were so completely uninformed. Some of them knew. They knew there was danger. That's why they stood back, wore glasses. But they had no idea that their coverage was inadequate. They just didn't argue about it. I asked Henry whether his students knew the horrors of the bomb. No. Several orders of magnitude off to learn what it can do. what, it's not a weapon, it's terror. It's terrifying to the person who uses it as the person who is buried by it. Non-proliferation. Not now. We're proliferating. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.